Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of OEM TV. I'm Kevin Remde. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft, and I'll be your host for this OEM TV discussion. Now, Lenovo is a well-known name, of course, in the PC and computing world, and today we're fortunate enough to have with us Stephen Miller. Stephen is a brand ambassador with Lenovo to talk with us about Lenovo's take on what I'd like to call the state of the PC. Now, does that sound about right, Stephen?
That really sums it up. Yes, it does.
Awesome. Well, welcome back to the show, Stephen. We're so glad you can join us again today. You've been with us before, but for those who don't know you, why don't you just briefly introduce yourself and tell us what you do as a brand ambassador?
Certainly. As you said, Stephen Miller, my job is to know three things. One, what is my company trying to do? What is the chief marketing officer and our marketing team and our sales team? What is our company about? What's our strategy? How do we see ourselves fitting into this industry? The second thing I have to know is, what do salespeople think? What do salespeople want to sell today? So what do they think is hot? The most important thing I have to know is what people that buy our products need. How are their needs changing? What do they want from their device? What are the key ingredients? And then how does all that come together? My job is to present that, whether it's to the press, to customers, to our business partners, how all three of those things come together.
Now, Stephen, we were talking just a little bit before the show here, and I understand you're in kind of an interesting setting there, not a typical office, although it looks nice with the background and everything, but where are you exactly?
Well, I'm in a parking lot, and what I'm sitting in is a wonderful thing called Lenovo Tech Wheels. It starts as a 70-foot semi-trailer, but as soon as we park it, it pops out, the sides pop out. So literally, I think I have maybe 50 different Lenovo products in here, signage, everything on the floor. And by the way, thanks to Microsoft, it's mostly Microsoft funding. But this thing will exist for 9 months, 10 months. It's going to drive completely around the company, a country, into Canada. It's going to stop at business partner locations, customer locations. It gets a lot of attention when it stops in parking lots. But this is just to be different. So one, you see it coming down the highway, you see it sitting in parking lots, but where else can you get this mobile technology showcase to where people can come and experience your products? All the employees of a company can come out and spend time in it. So that's what we're doing here today in Phoenix.
Fantastic. Cool. All right. And it's a good opportunity for us then to talk to you, of course, because you've got all these PCs right there at the ready to be able to show us what we're talking about today.
Exactly right.
So now we chatted earlier through email, and you mentioned that there is actually one stupid question. Now, of course, I'd say there's more than one because I've asked many of them doing interviews like this. But what is it that you say you are no longer asking your customers?
And this is the same exact question that I'm trying to teach all of our salespeople and our tens of thousands of business partner salespeople. Stop asking the question to IT, when are you moving to Windows 10? We know the answer. It's the same answer that they gave for XP and for 7 and 8. Never, how late is possible, when do I have to do it, when do they stop support of the other one. Here's the reality. Everywhere I've been is already on Windows 10. Right? Mm-hmm. Every IT department is already on Apple, they're already on Android, and they're already on Windows 10. 90% of the time, this is overwhelming, 90% of the time, IT would rather support Windows. It's a known infrastructure, everything fits together easier, there's no MDMs. So they're already on Windows 10. 90% of the time they want to be on Windows 10. What it's based on is the device. You've probably seen, you asked me about the industry. The industry is down and sales are down at PCs. It's dropped 10% this quarter, 10% last quarter. Here's the reality. Ultra-thin devices, but especially 2-in-1s, are up 50%. Anytime a market is up 50%, that's what the 2-in-1 market is doing. That's a touch-based. How does the device change to fit your needs? That's the interesting thing about our PC industry.
Wow, yeah. So now you work with customers. You don't ask them that one question. You ask them instead, what is it that's going to make you better? What's going to make you more productive? What form factor? And, of course, Lenovo does have a wide range of variety available for business in order to support their needs. So that's awesome. Do you have any examples of some customers you've worked with in this way?
For example, just recently, a huge company that you don't know it, I didn't know it, but they do all of the booking for the major cruise lines. So the cruise lines don't actually sell their tours. This company does. And so what they're going to have now is on every single one of these ships, about 700 ships, people with tablets, a Windows tablet, so that way it supports, it's on their network, they know what it is, it's a real PC, so they can use this as a sales tool. So they're looking for, I need horsepower. They actually do need a Core M or a Core I processor. They do need full PC power. But how light can it be? Why does it need a keyboard? What else can it be? So then you go somewhere else. And the example I always give is, how close to a phone is the way that you do your job, or how well can you do your job on a phone? Well, that might tell you how close to a tablet or a different type device you can do your job. Now, if you think about sitting beside a screen with two 27-inch monitors and Microsoft Excel, you probably don't need touch. But most users are more mobile. Most users are used to a touch-based phone. So whether it's a huge company like Procter & Gamble, where they have a sales force, that, or it's a Coca-Cola, to where they have a lot of people moving around. Let's say they run a warehouse, and now the Internet of Things pops up, and you need a true PC power on a forklift. Well, if you're working, so a company down in Trinidad has 10 million square feet of warehouse because they do food distribution. 10 million square foot of floor space.
Wow.
So it's a company called Hadco. So they're looking for, how can we empower every one of the users to think differently and use a connected device while they're moving around?
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, the variety of the workspaces and the work situations, of course, is as many as you can imagine. And you've mentioned a few of them there, but let's talk about some of the device types specifically. You mentioned 2-in-1s, you mentioned thin tablets, various scenarios. What are people's main choices, or if you could break it down in maybe categories, and then what are some of the reasons why some of these folks might pick one over another?
Spectacular. So first off, weight is no longer a problem. Lenovo, we have 6 different notebooks under 3 pounds, corporate notebooks. Did I say 3 pounds? 6 different ones under 3 pounds. So the decision you have to make first is, do you want a detachable or a convertible? Now, what I'm talking on is what I'm going to show you, I'm going to hold up, which is the X1 Yoga. Now, here's the downside. It's always 3 pounds, all right? It's a full notebook. But what it does differently is that. So now if you want to use it as a tablet, you can write on the screen. It has a built-in active pen. So if you're going to write on the screen, you can have it. And you're never more than a quick flip away from having a full notebook, a full feel keyboard, everything about a traditional PC. Do you like that? Is that your work style? Is that what you want? The other way you can go is a detachable. So our detachable that I'll focus on is the X1 tablet. So here's the advantage. It's 1.5 pounds. So it's much smaller. It's a 12-inch screen. You decide if you want the keyboard or not. You're still well under 3 pounds, just over 2 pounds. Well, okay. The downside is, it's a smaller keyboard instead of a big 14-inch keyboard, and it's going to have a different feel. It's still a ThinkPad keyboard, the trackpad, the buttons, but it's a different feel than a true keyboard.
Yeah.
But then where you go is, well, which one makes you? Do you truly think you can just type on the screen, or maybe your job function, you don't have to type that much? If you think about most everybody I know does their work email on their phone. Well, if you're used to doing your work email on your phone, you've proven you don't need a full keyboard. This might be the device for you in a tablet style. So that's the first big decision. Do you need a true traditional notebook, or do you want a detachable?
Okay.
Those are the upsides and downsides. So it's about how much typing you're going to do. The big differentiation is, how much typing does your job force you to do?
There's going to be some other factors as well, I imagine, having to do with performance or the cost for the higher end processors or more memory or have you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing I forgot to mention. Thank you for keying this up. So the Yoga that I just showed you, this is the first PC available that does one of two things. One, we're going to have an OLED screen. If you've not seen OLED screen, I often tell people a photograph of a beautiful scene on an OLED screen is prettier than the scene itself. So it's that nice of a screen. You get that on a full function PC. Now, the other thing that you get, we can also do, in addition to SSD drives, we can do NVMe drives, which is non-volatile memory drives. So this is like 10 times faster than an SSD drive.
Wow.
So we will do that on this cutting edge notebook, where something like the detachable, the X1 tablet, we're going to have just standard SSD up to 1 terabyte. This is a Core M instead of
Pretty good.
So that way you can go fanless at this really. Look how thin this is. This is fanless thanks to the Core M.
Yeah. That's terrific. Yeah. So good choices all around, and good choices around functionality and flexibility and certainly and I would say durability as well, because I've had a lot of Lenovos in the past. I've been a big fan of the keyboards in particular, and I've always been amazed. I've still got some old some old ThinkPads that are still some workhorses in my data center here in my home office. But well, this is all great. I really appreciate it. Any other devices you wanted to show off, or any other capabilities that you want to brag on for Lenovo?
One of the things, and here's a big credit to Microsoft and the Surface. I'm a fan of the Surface, which is actually, you know, a big fan we are of Microsoft. It's on 99% of our devices, the operating system. Mm-hmm. But again, air quotes, the Surface is our competition. But here's what I love about the Surface. The Surface actually made Windows cool again. You know, some of our competitors had the cool device and the cool logos and all of the brands. Well, the Surface, what it did was, it's in hands of executives, and it really proved to people that the Windows device can be different and be cool again. And now it's a reference device for us to move off of. So the first thing that we came out with is a product called the Mix 700. So this is the functionality of a Surface. And again, more of a consumer type device. That means you can't work on it. And the solid state drive is soldered to the system board. So now I can be a really lower price point, more of a consumer type device. But when security is in mind, and let's say there's corporate secrets or emails on that drive, you may want to work on it. Mm-hmm. So using that reference design, you get the X1 tablet. I can pop the back off, take that solid state drive off. I can service it if I'm a self-maintainer. I can send it off to get it serviced. So that lends into that multiple different device that brings in the Mix 700. Of course, we have multiple different types of the Yoga product. There's the Yoga 260 if you like the 12-inch version. And the regular convertible, and we have a different 14-inch if it's a price consideration called the 460, and a complete line of regular, normal, traditional notebooks, because a lot of people still have a normal, traditional job.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I'm this is really great stuff. I really appreciate this, Stephen. And I imagine our viewers are interested in learning more about these, certainly. Where should they go? Where's the best place or first place they should go to get more information?
Well, the first place is, of course, Lenovo.com. If you know your Lenovo sales rep, bring them in. We are great with our business partners. So the great thing about business partners, probably someone in your neighborhood, someone you know that can come out and have a conversation. A lot of our stuff is in a Best Buy. A lot of our stuff is in, you can look at Amazon. But I would start at Lenovo.com, get a good idea. We actually call that multi-sourcing. We've learned that people don't buy from one place anymore. They go to multiple different places, sometimes social media, sometimes Facebook, Twitter, sometimes a website, sometimes a Microsoft site to learn about other OEM products. Sometimes it's to an Engadget or a Gotta Be Mobile. So we understand that people that listen, just like you and I as consumers, we multi-source where we get our information from. So thanks for that great question.
Yeah, you bet. And I would actually put a plug in there for the Microsoft stores as well, because it's a great place where you can try out all these great devices.
I know there's one in Durham where I live. There's one in New York. So I like the Microsoft store as well. Yeah,
right here in Bloomington, Minnesota, too. All over. Now, tell me a little bit more about this tour. Is this a long-going tour, or is it just a couple of destinations? Where might people see this van?
Okay, so we started off in North Carolina, and it's going to run through the first quarter of next year, so March of 2017. Wow. So we just started a month ago. We started in North Carolina, went down to Florida for a little while, just came through Texas. Currently, I'm in Phoenix. Next week, it's in Los Angeles. The following week, it's going to be in San Francisco. Lenovo has a huge event called Tech World, which is our showcase of new technology. As a hint, we might be announcing a new phone or some really, really sexy, cool products there. So if you like the news and you're around for June 8th, look at that. Then it goes straight up to Redmond, Washington, and Seattle to visit the Microsoft headquarters, jumps it up in Vancouver, and then it goes across the top. For example, we'll be stopping in Fargo, North Dakota, because Microsoft has a call center, and we have a huge customer with about 50,000 employees there. So that's its purpose, to stop at business partners or corporate partners like Microsoft and Intel's parking lots. Let's stop in a customer's lot. What if 50,000 employees can come out and tour through this bus in 2 days? Yeah, so we'll be going through the entire rest of 2016 into one quarter 2017. Find a Lenovo sales rep and get the schedule, and maybe it's going to be in your town.
That'd be terrific. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll certainly put all the links that we've talked about, information about the devices, as well as any tour links. We'll make sure that those are on the page where you saw this video too. So just look down below the video. You'll probably see those links, as well as additional contact information. Stephen, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Kevin, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you, sir.
All right, and we'll see you all again soon for another episode of OEM TV.